Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Centerville Fitness Center, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to reserve one of your tennis courts for Saturday. I'm organizing a tournament that will last 3 or 4 hours.
Sure thing. There are a lot of openings that day. But it's supposed to rain in the afternoon, so you might want to schedule it in the morning since it will last several hours. Will that be okay with you?
I'm sure everyone will be fine with it. So let's start at 8 a.m. I'll come earlier to rent some gear.
Great. Oh, and you should know that this Saturday we're hosting a complimentary healthy lunch, so you can enjoy that after you finish.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. What does the woman warn the man about? Number 34. According to the woman, what is scheduled for Saturday afternoon? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Allison.
I'm glad I bumped into you both. I'm looking for two staff members who can work at the Birmingham branch next week.
I'd be happy to do that. How about you, Allison?
Well, it's more than 50 miles from my house to Birmingham. That's quite a long way to travel every day.
Oh, it's only for 2 days of training workshops, and the company will be happy to cover your gas expenses.
In that case, sure, sign me up. Perhaps Nancy and I could even travel together.
Great. That sounds good to me.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What is Allison concerned about? Number 37. What will the company provide to the women? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Wilma, you were in charge of the market research study for our new digital camera, right? I heard the participants in the study really liked the prototype they tested out.
That's right. All of the group members especially liked that the camera is very light, so it's easy to carry around day to day.
How much do you think it will retail for once it's launched?
I heard that it will cost somewhere between $250 and $280.
That's not bad. But we need to make sure it doesn't cost more than our competitors' models. Let's bring that up when we meet with the marketing team after lunch today.
Number 38. What type of product is being discussed? Number 39. What did the market research group like about the product? Number 40. What will the speakers most likely do this afternoon? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about the Pegasus 300 treadmill that you're selling. I noticed an advertisement online this morning. Is it still available?
Hi, yes, it is. I'm leaving my current apartment this weekend, and my new one is a lot smaller. I just won't have enough space for it.
That's a shame. I'm definitely interested in buying it, but would you mind holding on to it for a few days? I'd like to take a look at it later this week.
Well, I've had calls all morning, and as I mentioned in the ad, I'd like to find a buyer before Friday.
Oh, I understand. In that case, I'll try to go over to your place this afternoon. Would you mind giving me your address?
Number 41. What is the man selling? Number 42. What will the man do this weekend? Number 43. What does the man imply when he says, I've had calls all morning? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tarek. Did you know that the advertising team is looking for someone who can help improve our website? I might volunteer.
Well, you are quite talented in web design. The freelance work you did for some local businesses looked professional.
Thank you. It would also give me a chance to work with other departments in the office, and I love doing that. It really makes me feel like an important part of the company.
I think you should go for it.
Yeah, I will. I'll talk to Mr. Price in advertising right now.
Good luck, and let me know what he's like. He's new here, and I haven't spoken with him yet.
Number 44. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 45. What does the woman say she enjoys doing? Number 46. What does the man say about Mr. Price? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm interested in renting out one of your studios to record some music for a commercial I'm making next month. The last time I came here, Harvey Crank assisted with the controls.
Actually, Mr. Crank left the company and found his own studio. However, our new audio technician, Penelope Cage, has years of experience and could assist you for a fraction of the price.
Well, I'd really prefer to work with Mr. Crank again. Is there any way that you could help us get in touch with him?
It's against our company's policy to give out that kind of information. However, you should take a few minutes to give Miss Cage's work a listen. She produced the background music for some of the catchiest commercials on the air today.
Number 47. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 48. Why is the woman unable to work with Mr. Crank? Number 49. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Marissa, I've been thinking about your suggestion to collaborate with Holden Construction on the shopping mall project. I think we should go for it.
I'm glad you agree. Actually, I've already drafted a proposal. The first thing we'll need to do is arrange a meeting with Holden Corporation's management.
I've never worked with anyone at that firm before. Who would be the best person to speak with about a potential joint venture?
Well, Kevin worked at Holden Construction. I'm sure he'd know.
That's a good point. Let's invite him for lunch and come up with an effective negotiation strategy. Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. What does the woman imply when she says,
Kevin worked at Holden Construction?
Number 52. What does the man suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
This meeting will go over the progress on our newest video game. It won't be released until November, but we need to release a trailer soon. How are we looking, Hans?
Fantastic. The animations have been finalized, and the graphics look great. However, we're way over budget, so I asked Zoe from accounting to give us an update.
Hans is right, but if we can cut back on spending until next quarter, then we should be able to secure more funds, especially if the product looks promising.
I'll talk to the board of directors. In the meantime, slow down development, Hans, and see if you can push back the next deadline by a month or so.
Number 53. What are the speakers talking about? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What is the man asked to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Chef Fieri, do you recall our discussion about contracting with a food delivery service? I just found out about a small startup that specializes in delivering meals to nearby customers.
Oh, good. Do you know how quickly they guarantee the arrival? I don't want our customers to receive cold food.
They advertise taking 30 minutes or less, so I think they're a great match for us. They have 10 drivers on staff who drive motorbikes, so they can cut through the city traffic.
Well, I'll keep it in mind. Oh, and look them up online. Maybe their users have left positive comments about them.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. What does the man ask about? Number 58. What does the man tell the woman to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Hello, I just realized that I left the office without sending an important email. I can do it on my phone while I shop for groceries, as long as there's Wi-Fi available here.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't have any in the store. The manager thinks it helps keep the employees off their phones while working.
Oh, I see. Well, do you know any place nearby where I could go to get a wireless connection?
There's a cafe right across the street that I always use during my breaks. You'll need to order a drink, and then the barista will give you the password.
Number 59. What problem does the man mention? Number 60. Where are the speakers? Number 61. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hello, I'm here for an interview with Mr. Joseph Mulder on the fifth floor. Can you tell me where the elevator is?
Of course. You just need to go around this corner. I think you'd better hurry. Mr. Mulder normally takes his lunch break at noon.
Yes, I'm behind schedule. I had engine trouble on the way here and had to drop my car off at the auto shop.
Oh, that's too bad. Here, take this. You'll need to show this visitor's card to the security guard at the elevator.
Okay, got it. Thanks for your help.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Which company does Mr. Mulder most likely work for? Number 63. Why is the man running late? Number 64. What does the woman give to the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hi, my name is Diana Smith, and I've booked a court at your sports center for 3 p.m. today. I was just wondering if it's possible to borrow some extra badminton rackets for my friends.
Yes, you can do that. Actually, the court you booked is right next to the storage closet, so you can grab some extra rackets from there. It'll be $5 per racket.
Great. My friends don't play badminton often, so they don't have their own gear.
Well, how about coming along to our beginner sessions on Saturday mornings? We have an excellent instructor.
I'll mention it to my friends and let you know later. Thanks.
Number 65. Why is the woman calling? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which badminton court has the woman reserved? Number 67. What does the man suggest? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and receipt.
Hi, I'm one of the lawyers at Boyle & Partners on the third floor. When I stopped by here for office supplies this morning, I think I was overcharged.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What do you think you shouldn't have been charged for?
Well, I checked the receipt and it seems I was charged for the envelopes. But according to your current special offer, these should have been free. I'm hoping you'll give me a refund for those.
Yes, of course. I'm afraid we just hired new staff, and I guess one of them made a mistake when calculating your total. I'll make sure it never happens again.
Number 68. Where does the man work? Number 69. What problem does the woman mention? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What amount will be refunded to the man?